Tuku Rangatahi Morgan is with us for a kōrero today, and he says a rāhui has been placed over areas of the whangamārino following a devastating outbreak of botulism that's killed a wide variety of wildlife in the cultural and ecologically significant wetland in the lower Waikato catchment. Waikato Tainui has been liaising with Ngā Muka and Mana Whenua, such as Ngāti Naho and Ngāti Tamoho, as well as government agencies, to place an intermittent one-month rāhui over areas that have been hardest hit by the recent outbreak. Tuku Rōrangi is the chair of Waikato Tainui with us today. Thanks for your time, Tuku. Tēnā koe. Botulism is a very dangerous disease. What can you tell us about what your people have found in the lower Waikato catchment regarding botulism? Where do you think it came from, and how dangerous is it?
So we're unsure. We've got scientists and technical people out there at the moment trying to work this out. What is clear here is that after several boat trips by our own people, collecting hundreds of bird life, dead bird life, and seeing a dead fish, clearly that is a major issue. So in the next couple of weeks, we face the prospect of the opening of duck shooting, and we have said to DOC and to ministers of the Crown that actually whangamārino is the largest wetland in this country. It should be protected. Its health and well-being should be promoted. And every effort should be undertaken in order to ensure its recovery. And up until then, it is both foolish and inappropriate for anyone to be shooting ducks and taking them home to eat, because it is totally unsafe.
Botulism can be fatal in humans, and can include difficulty swallowing, speaking, facial weakness and paralysis. So it is very important. What you're saying is that the food chain, if you're out duck shooting, for instance, and the animals have botulism, that can be transferred to humans. So you've called a rāhui. Is that going to be respected, or do we need also governmental intervention here to get the message out? Do you think that duck shooters, and they love this opportunity each year, that they will take note of the Māori-imposed rāhui tuku, or does that need to be strengthened, sadly, by a more mainstream marrying up to our Māori approaches?
Yeah, what is clear here is that there's a section of our community that understand and respect what we're trying to do culturally, and there are others who don't. And so there has to be a joined-up approach. We don't have a joined-up approach, something that is synergistic, and that we're working together, both the Crown and its instruments, there is no doubt we'll have greater success if we take a much more collective approach to ensuring that not only is the wetland protected, but actually people who frequent and use the wetlands are also protected. Because you're absolutely right, the effects of botulism is fatal to our people, and so we would want to try and get that message out far and wide.
Tēnā koe, Tuku. Thanks. Do we know how it managed to be in whangamārino in such volume? What's the backdrop to the botulism scare in this part of our land?
That is the thing that mystifies and concerns us most is how it got there. We know that the scale of it is huge, especially our people have collected dead wildlife over a huge area, and so if that's the case, it's it's gone right throughout the wetlands, and so as a result of that, we are deeply, deeply concerned. We're waiting for the technical results of the investigative work that is in play at the moment, Dale. And you know, once we have it, we will continue to inform the public and our wider community and our people, our Marae people. Because the wetlands has been an important part of kai for our people for eels that we've taken from those wetlands over centuries.
Well, I'm pleased that we've identified the outbreak and can at least furnish a warning to those who will be involved in duck shooting in the next little while. So that's important. Just being very mindful of this. And you're working with Tamoho and Ngāti Naho also. Yeah. What have you asked the iwi there to do on behalf of wider Tainui interests, Tuku Rorangi?
Yeah, we met yesterday. We'll continue to push out the messages, you know, the cautionary messages. We're trying to get the information on social media and all of the platforms that we have. We have to go far and wide because I know from a tribal point of view, our people have depended on those wetlands as our pātaka kai, and so they have to be told that they can't take kai from that area safely anymore until we can get a greater definition and clarity around botulism and how, you know, how we can safeguard ourselves and try and fix it, to find solutions to fixing the problem.
Tēnā koe, thanks for the update there. I appreciate it, te tōkana. Hey, mate, you're involved in a whole lot of interesting things in your role as the chair of Tainui, and there have been some really significant moves over the years. I'm always curious on how we're rolling with the Ruakura inland port, and I wonder if there's any updates there.
Look, the Kmart has moved its entire operation out of Auckland down into the inland port. We have, you know, more than 500 employees now that'll occupy the new distribution centre. We have Big Chill we've got a building for them. Peter Baker Transport is there. There are one of the largest, in fact, the largest shipping company, Maersk. We're building their distribution centre. So there are some big players that are coming, you know, on board in relation to the inland port, Dale. It is a major undertaking for us. It's a multi-billion-dollar investment. And it's important because Tauranga Port is the most active, the largest port in this country, and the huge super tankers. Tauranga Port seems to be the preferred destination for the huge super tankers that make their way across the Pacific, and so we are ideally placed between the railhead and also the new super highway that cuts through our lands, more and more we are getting a whole bunch of inquiries for other companies coming out of Auckland and other centres to establish themselves at this inland port. So it is a huge undertaking. We have consent for 4,500 residential homes that will ring that whole development as well. So Tribe's commercial arm has been very busy trying to implement the kind of long-term strategy that the tribe has had for Ruakura as the inland port hub, not only for Waikato, but for the Golden Triangle, Tauranga, Waikato, Auckland. That's the Golden Triangle. Those are the connectors that go across this country, and the economic lifeblood of this country, rises out of that Golden Triangle area. Dale, so you can see the significance of the location and the kind of work that we're doing to try and meet the growth and the needs.
Just finally and briefly too, I don't expect you to have all the tight details, but we've witnessed a downturn in the value of real estate, whether that's just residential houses or not. It could be affecting land sales and also commercial entities. And I know a lot of the investment strategy includes real estate for Waikato Tainui. Yes. Has it taken a hit, or is this something that the tribe intends riding through? Because while it's taken a slump, many suggesting that in time it will return to pre-slump levels. What's the situation with real estate in Waikato Tainui?
Yeah, it's we have big residential holdings, of course. Certainly, we've got the major plans for residential developments. I think the difference with us and other iwi is that we're long-term players. So, we'll ride the ups and downs and the fluctuations of the market. You're absolutely right that there is a downturn in land values. We're seeing that with our own assets, and as we move to our annual report, that's quite obvious. But I think for long-term intergenerational investors like us, those things are not consequential to the long-term view that we take, Dale. So, we're not affected in such a serious way as those ones who depend and put their livelihood and stake their livelihood around, land values, residential values, and sort of work within a short time frame. Ours is, 25-year windows. Ours is intergenerational, and so we're not so badly affected as the normal Joe Blow, New Zealand citizen-owned residential developers.
Thanks for pausing en route down home. I appreciate you sharing some time with us, Tuku Roerangi. All the best with the mahi.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, thank you. Tuku Roerangi Morgan, Waikato Tainui Chair.